In Luke chapter 11, verse 1, Jesus is asked by one of his disciples to teach how to pray. We find what Jesus taught in verses 2 through 4. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. You don't need me to finish these verses, I hope at least. There are those who believe that when they commit those words from those verses, from Jesus to memory, they know how to pray. Course complete, class dismissed, where's my diploma? When those people pray, that's when the mistakes are made from an incomplete understanding. Those mistakes are found in what they ask for, along with when they believe God will respond. When the answers sought after aren't heard or received, then those people fall under the very false belief that God is not hearing them. And that's the moment Satan's looking for, so he can swoop in and tempt that confused person into his darkness that will lead them to hell. In journalism, you remember that, there's a practice known as the 5 W's and the H. For a news report to be complete, had to present the who, what, why, when, where, and how. When you pray, there's a similar idea that you need to understand. Let's call it the 2 W's, 2 H's, and the 1 S. What, when, how, hear, and see. What are you praying for? Is it righteous or is it selfish? James writes in James chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures, adulterers and adulteresses. Do you not know that friendship with the world is an enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. When do you call out to God in prayer? Is it only in time of need, anger, fear? Or do you pray just to praise him? Turning to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, Therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. How are you praying? Is it all about you? Do you need 15 minutes to express one request to God? Here's what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. And in Romans chapter 12, verse 12, Paul instructs us, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Now, when it comes to hearing and seeing, the way that God answers prayer may not be the way you expected. Instead of a winning lottery ticket, might be a job opportunity. Rather than that fantasy date, might be that next person who will be that long-term relationship. The only way to hear and see God's works is through faith. This is what Jesus teaches in Matthew chapter 13, verse 17. Or assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. There's another when, by the way, that we need to focus on. When will God respond? When he sees that you're ready and deserving. God himself declares in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So if you've been praying and haven't received, don't ask when. Look within yourself. Ask why.